Our scripture reading this morning comes from Paul's letter to the church in Rome, chapter 12, verses 1 through 2, and verses 9 through 21. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds, so that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Let love be genuine. Hate what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with mutual affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. But do not lag in zeal. Be ardent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in suffering. Persevere in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints. Extend hospitality to strangers. And bless those who persecute you. Bless, and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice, and weep with those that weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Do not claim to be wiser than you are. And do not repay evil for evil. But take thought for what is noble in the sight of all. If it is possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave room for the wrath of God. For it is written, "Vengeance is mine. I will repay," says the Lord. No, if your enemies are hungry, feed them. If they are thirsty, give them something to drink. For by doing this, you will heap burning coals on their heads. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. The word of God. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Eldon. Over the coming weeks here this summer, Pastor Chris and I are launching into a new sermon series simply titled Community. I guess we couldn't come up with anything more creative than that, but that's what we're calling it. We're sticking by it. And what we're going to do is we're going to look at this wonderful, complex thing we call community and all of its joys and its challenges, what vital, healthy community looks like, how to create that, how to participate in that, what we can accomplish together. We're going to look at some wonderful and fun things about the gift of community this summer. And I think this topic is timely. Because as you well know, communities all over the world are experiencing some tough challenges. And I think Eldon, in a wonderful way, alluded to that in his prayer this morning. Every day, media is full of all kinds of images of crazy and horrific things that are happening to people in community. And over and again, we see those persons taking the hit and bearing the brunt of that. And that pain surfaces and things like grief and anger and fear. But when you look with eyes of faith and listen with eyes of faith, or ears of faith, you also hear that getting turned into hopefulness, right? And commitment to make the world a better place and to make change for the better. That's our hope. So let's remember what we talk about when we talk about community. You know, fundamentally, we think of community as this group of people who not only share the same space, but also some wonderful qualities together. Things like history and stories and attitudes and values, goals and work. And you see that lived out in cities and neighborhoods and schools and workplaces and so on. And all of this is true for Christian community as well. All of this is true for the church, which we probably should say right off the bat is not perfect community, okay? But, and more importantly, is committed to a particular way of life, community with God, a community lived out with a God awareness, the Jesus way of life. That's our way. That's how we journey together as community, with all of our similarities and differences and our flaws and imperfections, all of our different perspectives and personalities. It all makes us who we are as a community, doesn't it? And it makes us real. Makes us real, down to earth. Makes us unique. Maybe a playful way to say all that is it is what makes us weird. Okay? Now, I mean weird there as a compliment, okay? Let's explore that for a little bit. You know, one of the most wonderful things of community is when it isn't so normal and predictable and same. You know, when it gets that way, nothing surprising and wonderful happens, right? So it's good that community can be weird. So take that as a compliment, church. When I say to you, a lot of weirdness happens here at Central, okay? I love this story. The 1986 film Stand By Me, it's set in this fictional town of Castle Rock, Oregon. The year's 1959. It's a coming-of-age story of three junior high boys who have heard of a peer, a friend, who has been killed on the railroad tracks where they so often have played. And so they set off on this adventure. They're going to learn about this, find out about this themselves. And at one point, two of the boys are walking along the tracks, and one of them says to the other, Gordy, the shy and awkward one, he turns to Chris, the leader of the group, and he says, "Do you think I'm weird?" And Chris responds and says, "Definitely." And Gordy says, "No, wait a minute, man. Seriously, am I weird?" And Chris says, "Yeah, but, you know, so what? Everybody's weird." That's the truth. Think. Everybody's weird. You know, no one is completely normal. Are you okay with that, church? Yeah, okay. All right. Matter of fact, I invite you this morning to look at the person you're sitting next to and tell them you're weird. Go ahead, do that. All right. Yeah. There's no such thing as normal. No such thing as normal in the church. I mean, read the stories of the Bible. There's some pretty strange characters and some pretty weird things that happen in that story. And maybe, just maybe, Jesus is the weirdest of them all. Have you read the Sermon on the Mount? Read it. It's crazy good stuff. And what about this, you know? Who holds up a piece of bread and says, "This is my body, which is broken for you"? Well, who holds up a cup and says, "This is my blood that is shed for you"? I'll tell you who does that. Someone who wants us to know that God will not be placed in a box of sameness, in normalness. You know, that God's love cannot be so tied to traditions and the past and rules and tribes and territories as to keep God from saying and doing new things or a new time and new people. Maybe God's the weirdest of all. God is strange, is what I'm saying, okay? To a world that gets stuck on sameness, normalness. I mean, think about it, friends. For as colorful and diverse as community can be, we get caught up in sameness. You know, what we want for ourselves and what we expect for ourselves and community. But that's really not community. You know what that is? That's a clique. Community is meant to be challenging to the new, to be open to the new that God is doing. Community challenges us. I like the way writer and teacher Henry Nouwen put it. He says, "Community is a place where the person you least want to live with always lives." He Community is challenging, right? Challenging to us, you know, challenging our comfortableness. In his book, Everybody's Normal Until You Get to Know Them, writer John Ortberg says this. He says, our need for community with people and with God, the God who made us, is to the human spirit what food and water are to the body. Now, here's a story for you. Someone who never really knew a whole lot about grits until I moved down to South Carolina for a few years out of Michigan State, my first teaching job. And I love this story because I resonate with where Ortberg goes with this. So, because he's telling this story about this Dutchman from Michigan, okay? Guilty as charged, all right? And he makes his first trip into the South, and he sees grits on the menu. And he asks the waitress, he says, what's a grit? Right? And her response is classic. She says, honey, they don't come by themselves. She says, grits don't exist in isolation. No grit's an island unto itself. Every grit is part of the mainland, a piece of the whole. You can't order a single grit. They're a package deal. And then Ortberg says, you know, people are like grits, right? We exist together. We're connected to each other. It's in our DNA. It's how we live and move and have our being. We're created for community. Now, going deeper with this, we also know, you know, what exactly makes community vital. Yeah? Makes those grits come to life. What helps us grow? You know, things like when people are faithful to each other, when people are faithful to common good and shared purposes, which for us is the mission of Jesus Christ. You know, when we're grateful for what we have together, when we celebrate what we have together, and when we share our blessings with others and include them. And when we as well treat the weakest and the strongest and everyone in between the same. I'm a Golden State Warriors fan, I'll admit it. I was glad a couple weeks ago when they won the NBA championship, and I was reading an article, an interview with the coach, Steve Kerr, and he was talking about the kind of qualities and values that he tries to instill in his team to form them as a community and as a culture. And he talked about things like compassion and collaboration and unselfishness. He named something called empathetic joy. In other words, celebrating successes through the eyes of other people. Now, you might not think those to be qualities you typically hear when you're talking about competition, right? But what does that say, you know, of how we can accomplish so much more, so much better, when we nurture the core values of community that make community what it is? So thanks be to God for that. Now, I know, you know as well, sometimes we forget to do that. You know, lately, I've been thinking about a word that doesn't get a lot of airplay, but nevertheless, I think it's an idea, a word idea that's important. That is civility. Civility. In my humble opinion, there's a lot of that lacking today. Now, when I say that, I'm not just talking about pleasantness and politeness, but I'm talking about intention and intentionality. I mean, it's inevitable in community, Christian community as well, that we're going to hurt each other sometimes. We're going to hurt each other's feelings. Sometimes we have to do that. Sometimes we have to speak the truth in love to one another. The difference, though, I think, is that the civil person is aware of this, and the civil person is conscious in this way, and never intentionally, you know, goes about doing that, is intentionally flippant or careless with words and actions that can hurt others' thoughts and feelings. I love this quote. It's been around a while. Oliver Hereford, he says, a civil person is one who never hurts another's feelings unintentionally. Interesting. Yeah. Now, I say that because I know, and so do you, that electronic media has made it a whole lot easier to be uncivil, hasn't it? A nasty Facebook post or a tweet, you know, it can be done without looking anybody in the eye. No, but there are no throwaway words. There are no throwaway words. Civility is important in community. I think those are the kind of things we want to remember too when it comes to handling disagreements in community. It can help us do that and endure hardships. Here's another example for you. Look at the North American porcupine. Now, it's said that porcupines have something like 30,000 quills, okay? And, of course, that's part of their defense mechanism. And each quill can be driven into the enemy's body, and when those quills get in there and they get into that warm body, they have a way of expanding and making things worse and festering. And well, you can imagine, it's not a good thing. Suffice it to say that porcupines aren't regarded as warm and cuddly animals. That name means the irritable back. Well, like a lot of wild creatures, porcupines have two ways of handling encounters with other animals: withdrawing or attacking, fight or flight, right? Sometimes people can be like porcupines. Not just weird, but porcupiney, right? We can all be a little porcupiney sometimes. We all have our arsenal of barbs sometimes that wound. Here's the amazing thing about porcupines, though. They do know how to share space with each other. They do know how to warm up to each other. One naturalist puts it this way. He says, males and females may remain together for days before mating. They touch paws. They even walk on their hind feet in the so-called dance of the porcupines. Relationships happen for porcupines in spite of their quills. Relationships happen for all of us, I think, in spite of our fears and in spite of our quills and in spite of our faults. And we know what that is, don't we? It's called grace. You know, it's called grace. It's called those wonderful good things that happen in community when we hang in there together, when we hang in to that purpose that we share. That's God's dream for us. I love this this quote from Scott Peck, who has gone home to the Lord now, but I love his writing. And he says this about conflict and community. He says, you know, there are some very real conflicts in the world, and the worst of them just don't seem to go away. But there is a fantasy abroad, he said, and it goes like this. He says, this is what we think sometimes. If we can resolve our conflicts, then someday we could be able to live together in community. And then he says, could it be that that's backwards? And that the real dream should be, if we can live together in community, then someday we shall be able to resolve our conflicts. I believe so, and I pray so. You know, the scripture passage today reminds us of what this dream God has for us, just what it looks like. The Apostle Paul, he was big on creating community. He was big on helping those early Christians in their churches understand what it looked like to live as Christ followers in that culture, how to build this community and sustain it over the long haul. And in today's reading, we hear him creating that image for us with these awesome words. Don't be conformed to the world. Be transformed inside. Don't think of yourselves more highly than you ought. Remember, we're members of the body. We have different gifts that benefit the whole. Love one another with mutual affection. Outdo one another with honor. Bless those who persecute you. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Just a few snippets, you know, just a few snippets of that powerful chapter on how to live this life of Christ, how to create a community that can stand up as an alternative, a weird alternative for what so often passes as normal. Dallas Willard said it this way: God's aim in human history is to create an inclusive community of loving persons with God's self at the very center of it and the sustainer of it all, its most glorious inhabitant. I think that's the most awesome thing, that God is present in the midst of our mess. God is present in the midst of our wonderful and weird mess of community. All right, so far I've reminded you of some things that you know very well, you know, like how indispensable and precious community is, how we can't live without it, how we have to be about that business of always nurturing it in each other, how it can bring out the best in us and the worst sometimes, but that it's worth it because we can accomplish so much together as community of Christ. But I also hope you heard today that you and I, as Christ followers, have a high calling as well, not just to be a good and loving community, but to be the heart of Jesus, to be the hands and the feet and the voice of Jesus in this world. That's what church is for. Our purpose, as Paul said, isn't to fit in, but it is to stand out, to be transformed and have a transforming influence. As Jesus would say, to be light and salt and flavor the world around us with grace and mercy. To be weird that way. So, in closing, you know, this is what I think it looks like. To be able to give that love that nobody else is offering. To be able to welcome in that one who no one else has welcomed. To be able to stand up and alongside that one who doesn't have a voice. To risk, serve, to give. So that Jesus and his way could be praised among us all. Thanks be to God. Amen.